every time the sun came up. I wear my shades in style, my tinted view appealed to me. Even more importantly, the world outside could never see the hurt behind the smile.
Welcome to Light. These are true stories about real people. Light, L-I-G-H-T, means living in God's hands today. Do you ever give responsibility to anyone and then tell them how to handle the responsibility? I think we do that a lot with God. We might pray, Lord, here's my problem. And then we say, now I'm going to go out and solve my problem. Well, our story today is a good case in point. It takes place in Paris in August. It's Tuesday, 7:52 a.m.
Honey! Honey, how are you doing in there? Are you ready yet? I'm starving.
Not yet, but I'm getting there.
But what about the girls? What about Dana and Amy?
When are you going to learn women take a little longer to get ready than men?
A little? Are you kidding? You call 22 minutes a little?
I can't believe your impatience. You are really terrible.
Forget it. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm going to go down to the restaurant. Now, look, I'm going to get us a table, and I'm going to have some coffee. Will you please get the girls moving? We have a cab coming to the hotel at 9 o'clock sharp. We have to eat and be packed by then. Do you understand?
Yes, dear.
What in the world are they doing upstairs? It makes no sense. It can't take this long to blow dry your hair.
Pardon, monsieur.
Oh, yes?
Your wife telephoned the front desk to say you are needed in your home immediately.
What? Why? I mean, I don't understand that. They're supposed to be down here. Did she say for what?
No. She did not say, monsieur. She just said it was urgent.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. Oh, please, just leave my breakfast here, and I'll be right back. Oh, good grief. I wonder what it is this time. Oh, they probably blew another adapter for their hair dryer. Oh, great. Oh, look, the one and only elevator isn't here. All right, now what's the problem? Aren't you ready yet, girls? I had to walk all the way up here to hear
There's
this nonsense.
There's something wrong with Dana. I think that maybe...
Dana? Well, what? Oh, wow, she's white as a sheet. Honey,
Amy,
Dana, are you all right?
Amy, come here.
Daddy,
get me another
my
pillow.
My stomach hurts.
Okay, honey.
Another pillow, Amy, please, right now, to prop her feet
look,
up.
No wonder your
Thanks,
stomach
Mom.
Hurts, honey. You haven't eaten yet. Now, are you hungry, baby? Is that it?
Don't be ridiculous.
So,
there's something really wrong with her.
Well, I can see that.
All this rushing around, you make a person sick with your schedules.
Oh, please.
You're the one who's probably...
Please. Now, somebody's got to keep us moving. We've got a plane to catch in 2.5 hours.
How are you feeling, dear?
Look.
She's fine. The color is coming back to her cheeks. I think she's just going to be fine. Now, look, the taxi is going to be here in a few minutes. We're all packed, aren't we? Now, honey,
yes.
We can grab something to eat at the airport. You'll be fine. But we're still going to make the 11:15 flight. Dana, you're going to feel better once we're on the plane.
Yeah,
we're
going to
be
yeah.
home by this evening. You'll be in your own bed, right?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be okay.
Okay. You'll do fine.
I don't think we should go home today. I'm sorry, but I think we should have a doctor look at her.
Are you crazy? A doctor in Paris? In August? I mean, half the people are away on their vacation. You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody around, let alone a doctor. Besides, it's a little stomach ache.
She hit her head on the floor when she fainted. Now, I think we should call a doctor.
Well, I didn't see a bump or anything. Honey, does your head hurt? Dana,
well,
tell me.
It hurts a little, Dad, but...
But do you think that you can sit up? Ah,
yeah.
That's the girl. Okay, now I'm going to take these big suitcases. Amy, you grab that carry-on bag. Joan, you sit here with Dana a minute, and Amy and I will start taking this stuff downstairs. All right, I'm going to get it. Hello? Ah, the taxi's here.
She's falling.
Oh, will you catch her? Do something.
Dana,
sweetheart, come on. Wake up.
She's fainted.
Well, try to get her head down. Dana.
She can't hear it, dear God.
Amy, will you get that phone? Tell him to get a doctor quick and cancel the cab.
Can I help pick her up?
There. Oh, proper feet up.
Wait. I'm so scared.
What is going on here? Why hasn't that concierge called a doctor yet? Why haven't we heard anything? Will you get that, honey? Please,
wait, answer. Hello?
Pardon, madame.
Yes.
I have reached an English-speaking doctor for
yes,
you.
Oh, yes, wonderful, wonderful. Is he far? I mean, will you call a taxi,
who is
please?
It?
Oh, no, madame. He is here.
Here? At the hotel?
What's at the hotel?
Yes, he lives just 3 blocks away. He is on his way up to your room.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Thank you
wait,
so
what
much.
What is going on? Will somebody tell me? Who was
Why
that?
Why didn't you answer the phone? It was the front desk. A doctor is on the way. I'm so happy. He's coming right over.
Hello. I'm Dr. Andrew.
Oh, good. Would you please come in, Doctor? Thank you so much for coming so soon. This is my wife, and these are our daughters, Amy and Dana.
Hello, Dana.
Hi.
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
She fainted, Doctor, twice.
Do you hurt anywhere, Dana?
My stomach hurts a
right.
little.
Now tell me, where does it hurt? Here?
A little.
Mm-hmm. And here?
No.
And here.
Oh!
Yes, it hurts there. Now, just relax. I'm going to take your blood pressure and your temperature. Now, please open your mouth here. Hold this under your tongue.
Doctor, she hit her head when she fainted the first time.
Does your head hurt? Where did you hit it?
Here. I faint.
Yes, she seems to be all right from that. Now your eyes. The pupil's okay. Tell me, did she throw up?
No, but why did she faint? I mean, she hasn't done anything
you
like that ever before.
Could it be all right, Doctor?
Well, she has very low blood pressure.
Low blood pressure? From what?
Well, I cannot be totally
no,
positive,
no, wait a second,
but,
Doctor. You don't understand. We missed a Pan Am at 11:15 to New York, and I would like to make the 12:45 flight if that's possible.
No. I'm afraid not. You must get her to the hospital right away. I suspect that she may have appendicitis.
Appendicitis? What? Are you kidding?
I'll have the concierge. Arrange for an ambulance.
But, Doctor...
Hospital? We can't go to a hospital.
No, we've got the plane.
I mean, what hospital? How can we tell them what's wrong?
Please,
I mean, we don't speak French.
You are very fortunate to be in Paris. The American hospital is a wonderful hospital. They all speak English. You'll do fine.
Can't this wait?
Look, there are certain indications that point to appendicitis. They will be able to find them for sure. Here's my card. Please call me when you have talked to the hospital. I'd like to know how she's doing. Goodbye, then. Goodbye, Dana. Don't be frightened. You're a brave girl. You'll
Thank
do fine.
You.
Thanks, Doctor.
Sometimes it's hard to see a reason for why things happen when they do. In Dana's case, being in Paris was a godsend. We'll be right back with our story titled Dana right after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer, Jesus, come into my heart.
Will you stop pacing around? You make everybody nervous.
Will you look at this? It is almost 11 o'clock. Now, where is that ambulance? I talked to the concierge 40 minutes ago. They said, oh, it's going to be right here.
Don't get excited, please. You just upset everybody with your impatience.
Well, didn't
and look
you hear
at
the doctor? What do you mean I upset you? He said that he'd get her to the hospital immediately. Is this immediately? We should have kept that cab when we had it. I told you that.
Hello? Yeah. Oh, good. They're on their way up.
Oh, finally, they're here. The ambulance is here, Dana, darling. Now,
good.
Look, you're going to be fine. We're going to be out of here in no time, and you're going to be on the way home. You'll see.
Okay, Dad.
Hello?
Catherine, this is Joan.
Oh, Joanie, you guys back? Oh, how was it? I bet you just...
No, it's Dana.
Huh? Well, honey, where are you calling from?
We're still in Paris. She had to be rushed to the hospital for an emergency operation.
Dana? Oh, dear. God, what is it? Is she okay?
It's her appendix. She collapsed at the hotel this morning. They've just taken her in to operate.
Oh, poor baby.
Listen, please, we won't be coming home today, so you won't have to come and pick us up, all right?
Well, of course, I understand.
Oh, she's such a brave girl. You
I'm
wouldn't
sure
believe how
she is. Listen, Joni, I'll call the prayer chain at church and have them pray for Dana while she's being operated on, okay?
Thank you, Catherine.
Oh, sure, honey.
All right, we'll call you when it's over, okay?
Okay. And God bless you and everybody there, okay. Sweetie. It's going to be fine.
Oh, thank you. Bye. I just talked to Catherine back home, and she's practically got the whole church praying for Dana's operation.
Yeah, but look, it's almost midnight. Now, weren't they supposed to be through by now? That's what they said.
Madame, monsieur, I'm Dr. Clos, the surgeon who operated on
her. Oh, pleased to meet you, doctor. Please tell us, is everything all right? It took you so long.
Oh, yes, she is fine. They're putting her in her room right now. She is under sedative at the moment, so she will be groggy most of the night.
Praise God. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. When can we see you?
Yes, when?
Well, give them some minutes to get her settled. You see, it was acute appendicitis. Her appendix was very inflamed, but she was very fortunate. There was no peritonitis in evidence.
Oh, God.
But even more fortunate that you did not go home today, huh?
Why do you say that, doctor?
Yes.
Oh, the pressure in the airplane would have surely burst the appendix.
Oh, my God.
It is a matter of minutes that the patient must be operated on after that.
Do you mean to say that I almost killed my own daughter trying to make that plane?
God.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Well, she knew. That is to say, her body knew. There is so much infection her body was fighting. Her blood pressure dropped considerably, and that's why she fainted.
Oh.
That got your attention, did it not?
It certainly did.
But I always thought appendicitis was much more painful.
No, not always. Her pain was not so extraordinary, but we could see her white cell count.
Oh, doctor, can we see her now?
Yeah, can we?
Oh, yes, of course. One of you can stay in her room with her tonight if you wish.
Oh,
eh?
All right.
I'll come to see her tomorrow. She'll be feeling much better. Good night then.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
5 days later, Dana recovered enough to fly home to Connecticut. An appendectomy isn't major surgery by today's standards, but timing plays a most important part in a patient's chances for recovery. This story is about timing, God's timing. Although Dana had fainted twice that morning, the father tried to ignore her illness because it interfered with his schedule. The doctor was right. It did get the father's attention, finally. I know, because I'm that father. This was my daughter Dana's story. And I thank God every time I think of what would have happened had I gotten my way. But it wasn't Dana's time to go. God knew that. His timing is impeccable. He knows more about our well-being than we do. And if we place our lives in God's hands, He'll care for us. The 139th Psalm tells about His complete knowledge and care. It says, "Lord, you have examined me and you know me. You know everything I do. You understand all my thoughts. You know all my actions. You protect me with your power."
Turn on the light. Let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light. He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
Are you impatient? Where do you get it from? Do you inherit it? Here's another question. Recently, a couple's religious beliefs prevented them from getting medical attention for their son. They just prayed and watched him die. How do you feel about that? And if you were asked to be in a prayer chain, how would you pray? Jesus said, "A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine." In the same way, you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. That's what living in God's hands today is all about.